Make sure you have the Odyssey app. Wherever you get your apps, make sure Odyssey is a part of it. That's where you would have got the news that Landry Fields was being dismissed as the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Nice guy, wonderful family. I thought was kind of coming into his own a little bit over the last year, whereas he was real nondescript first couple of years and didn't have a ton of success necessarily. But listen, as I told Thomas Dimitroff, and as I've told many general managers over the years, I'm trying to think how many of them I've covered, a lot of them, Harold Richardson with the Falcons and Travis Schlenk and all. Those aren't lifetime jobs. Those aren't, you know, you're not on the Supreme Court. These are jobs where you're lucky to get 3, 5, 7, 10 years as a GM. Just like coaches, you will be fired. It will not end the way you want it to end. That is just how it goes. Folks get impatient. Fans get impatient. Owners get impatient. And the Hawks not even making the playoffs was not a good look, right? So
they finished 40-44 this year. They lost both games in the Atlanta Hawks Invitational. When they have named the play-in games after your team, it's not good. And I was wondering, Steak and I have not discussed this, so I'm going to just throw some stuff out there. Do you believe that the energy in that building, like the big D energy, is Quinn, and it wasn't Landry?
Yeah, I think that he is so well regarded, Quinn Snyder, that they have the right guy. There's so much notion that Quinn Snyder is, you know, compulsively just focused on basketball, that he's an incredibly bright mind, that his passion is what they're looking for. I don't know that they think that Landry Fields quite shared the same level of passion as Quinn Snyder, and I don't mean to say, you know, question his work ethic, but, you know, Quinn's at a different level.
I'm just saying, if you look around your office, any Office USA, any team, there's usually one, the guy, the it guy, and that's why I'm questioning, because Quinn is that guy. Quinn is naturally that guy.
Well,
that's not a knock on Landry.
He's naturally that guy with the Hawks. You are 100% right. That's how he is perceived.
That's right.
His bosses have a perception that they have absolutely landed on the right guy in Quinn Snyder, and I don't know that they think that Landry Fields had the kind of influence, contacts, depth of relationships that other GMs in the league had. And that sometimes affects you going out and getting the guys you want. I mean, listen, you know, the Risa Shea pick, they're all a part of the Risa Shea pick. It looks like it was a good pick. I mean, he was absolutely overmatched the other night, and he needs 20 pounds in the worst friggin' way, because they had to bench him the other night because he just couldn't match up in playoff basketball. Obviously, the Dyson Daniels trade
Good one. Let me just interrupt you. I think in terms of the history of that draft pick, no one's going to be bellyaching that. What were they doing taking Risa Shea?
I agree.
It wasn't a Victor Wiman, and it wasn't a Cooper Flagg. It's going to go down in history as you took the best of what was available.
Yes, it will go down that it was a good pick. Mm-hmm. It may not be a great pick. It's a long way to go. Alexander Sarr was number two at Washington. Listen, here's the thing. I mean, you have got to be bold. You have got to be aggressive. You have to show your fans that there is nothing that you are not going to try to do to change the history around this basketball team. And, you know, making the Eastern Finals was exciting. I was a weak Eastern Conference 5 years ago when Trey and beats the Sixers. And since then, you've been in the play-in 4 years, I believe, or some combination of 7 through 10. And I think Tony Ressler, you know, guys who make billions of dollars and are titans of industries, they don't like being an afterthought. And the Atlanta Hawks, you and I talk about it all the time. There's a level of relevance that does not exist when you talk about the rest of the NBA. And that goes with those two teams last night now, with the Pistons winning in New York. Mm-hmm. They're 1-1. They get Cade Cunningham, and they got a young team. And then you're talking about the Orlando Magic and Paolo Banchero. You're talking about Indiana. You're talking about Boston and Cleveland and the Knicks. Like, we want to be in the mix, and we're not in the mix. And, you know, Everything has to be on the table, including trading Trae Young. You know, I mean, what are we getting out of Trae Young? What's Trae getting out of Atlanta? What's Atlanta getting out of Trae? So we've tried it. How is this year a success? You know, we didn't lose Julius Erving. We lost Jalen Johnson. Nice player. Not an all-star.
Right.
He's not a first team, second team. I mean, he's a nice player. So you have some assets. You get two number ones, courtesy of the Lakers in Sacramento. You got $41 million in cap space. You have Trae Young, who's a star. Maybe you go make some bold moves. And Trae Young could be on the table.